Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hospital Radio. Today we're going to be talking about hospital food. But first, music by Alistair Griffin. Listening to the wonderful sound of Hospital Radio, broadcasting in County Durham, where patients can listen in at Darlington Memorial Hospital, Bishop Auckland Hospital, the Richardson Hospital, Weardale Community Hospital and the University Hospital of North Durham, as well as on the internet. Today's programme is particularly relevant to patients in hospital because we've been talking to the man who is responsible for providing hospital food to the County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust. A gentleman called Stuart Ray. He kindly agreed to record some thoughts about his job earlier. We hope you find the information interesting.
My name is Stuart Ray and I'm the Head of Facilities for Catering, Retail and Food Safety. I started my NHS career on the 1st of April 1989, so I've been here coming up to 35 years. My initial role was a catering assistant at Darlington Memorial Hospital, where I worked my way up the ladder to my present role. A number of my friends ask me why I am with the same employer, and my response is that I am very passionate about hospital catering but also do love my job and the fact that we are doing something very important to actually aid the patient recovery. Currently I manage a number of areas within the catering services at both Darlington and Durham hospitals, which include the ward hostesses at both sites, who have got a very important role of collecting the patient's meal requests and ensuring that food safety is paramount to all aspects of their role. These staff are also responsible for the meal service during the patient's stay. The retail departments at both Darlington and Durham, where we have two restaurants and three coffee shops, These are again are very important to both staff and visitors to ensure that excellent catering services is being provided, but also an important part of income generation for the trust, which all goes back into the patient care.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under. This time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. No, I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Tonight you fall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it, so what you love to let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to be it, so what you love.
Can you tell us about your staff and their working day and how they prepare the menus and how it is cooked?
Our menus are reviewed on a 6-monthly basis. This is done by listening to our patients, staff and visitors to ensure that we've got a menu that is suitable for all hospital catering. Hospital catering is quite unique as we are providing food from young children, teenagers, elderly and patients that are on special diets. So again, we need to ensure that we have a menu that is fit for all and that has been correctly, nutritionally analysed to aid all patients' recovery. Our current menu is a 1-week menu which provides food options that are popular in the past. Most hospitals used to have a 3 or 4 week menus, but this did have an impact on the choices and the risk of duplicating menu items. But for any patients who are in our hospital for a longer period of time, we do have meals as an alternative, especially in our community sites. Our ward hostess staff all have electronic iPads, which tells them the full menu, and this is discussed with a patient each meal. This is discussed with each patient around 3 hours before the meal service. This also encourages the patients to eat rather than having to complete a menu card. A typical working day within the central production unit starts at 5 o'clock, where the chefs cook all the raw ingredients that have already been weighed out for them. This ensures both allergen and costs are controlled, but also the staff weighing out the products are also checking for the quality and any risk of any foreign bodies in ingredients. Also, all ingredients are placed onto our food traceability system, so we know where and when our products were delivered. The food is then cooked just using the traditional cooking methods. Then the products are chilled to 3 degrees and stored until they're delivered to all sites in a chilled temperature. It's essential that the temperatures are monitored during the whole process for the food safety. As already discussed, all food for the Trust is provided from Darlington by using the cook chill system. Basically, this is the same principle as purchasing chilled meals from Marks & Spencer's or Sainsbury's. We only employ 5 chefs who, working alongside a catering team of 32 staff, assist in the safe preparation of our meals.
Tell us, please, where the food is actually produced, how many meals you make, and the number of staff you employ, and also a little bit of information on portion sizes.
At Darlington, we have a purpose-built central production unit, which is responsible for the production of around 17,000 meals per week, which provides for staff, visitors and patients and 3 hospitals at Darlington, Bishop and Durham, but also as well our 5 community sites, within County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust. Within the catering and retail services, we employ approximately 124 staff. We do have control on portion sizes. Because we have catering staff at ward level, we work closely with the ward staff. This will determine what portion of food is given to each patient, as sometimes a large portion on a plate can actually be off-putting for some patients as well, so which actually defeats the object of patients eating. So again, it is about working closely with the nursing team as well.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Can you provide our listeners with an insight into the importance of special diets?
As you can imagine, we do cater for a number of special diets. These actually range from, again, like the modified diets, allergen-free diets, gluten-free diets, milk lactose diets, and so on. We work closely with the Trust Speech and Language Therapy team and like the dietitians to ensure that we've got all special diets that are suitable to our patients. Again, like some people ask me about the special diets, and years ago when I first started, gluten-free diet was a new one. Again, like you never heard of gluten-free. Now it is really it's a really I wouldn't say a popular diet, but again, it is the most requested diet as well. But again, one of our most unusual diets I recall was a PKU diet. Because again, like, we don't know the patients when they come through the door, who these patients are. So again, it's normally like the last minute, or we've got a patient in and needs something for tea. It's a PKU diet. Luckily, all our chefs have been to Leeds on the week's course, including myself, to actually look at, like, again, like the different diets. But just like allergens over the years, again, different diets have actually expanded. It's the same as allergens. Years ago, all you heard was like a nut allergen. Now we have tomato allergens, onion allergens, etc. Loads of allergens as well out there. So again, like, we do get hit with these things, but I'm quite like lucky that I do have a really supportive team underneath me who actually work closely with us, who will actually like go out the way to make sure that the patient's meals are actually met as well.
I know some days are hard, but I know how strong you are. The front door's open if you're broken. Let's talk the night away. Sometimes we get it wrong, stick the kettle on.
I spend my nights alone. I keep these doors closed. And it don't help me when they tell me that I should just man up. Some days we get it wrong, stick the kettle on. I find it hard to sleep. I lost my self-belief. I didn't mean to, but I seem to have ended up so lost. Sometimes we get it wrong, stick the kettle on.
Sometimes we get it wrong, stick the kettle on. And if you're left, stick the kettle on.
Can you tell us a little bit about where you source your food from?
The catering services do work closely with local suppliers, where possible, with milk and bread being delivered from a farm in Wingate in County Durham, meat from butchers in Newcastle, and fruit and vegetables are provided from a supplier in like Newton Aycliff. But to ensure that the raw ingredients that are provided are safe, we must ensure that all companies are on the NHS approved supplier list.
I have dreamt of a place and time where nobody gets annoyed. But I must admit, I'm not there yet. But something's keeping me going. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Open up a world and let me in. Then there'll be a new life to begin. I have dreamt of an open world, borderless and wide, where the people move from place to place and nobody's taking sides. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Open up a world and let me in, then there'll be a new life to begin. I've been waiting for that moment to arise. All at once the palace of peace will fill my eyes. How nice. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Open up a world and let me in, then there'll be a new life to begin. I've been waiting for that moment to arrive. All at once the wrongs of the world will be put right. How nice.
Do you have any food waste issues?
We do go to great lengths to ensure that food waste is kept to a minimum. I'm a great believer that all waste is taxpayers' money. So again, we have to be mindful that due to the complexity of the catering services, that food waste will always happen. But again, we are putting like a number of processes to monitor and control. So first of all, as I've stated previously, we do place all our orders electronically to the closest point of the meal service. Also, the orders are cross-checked with the daily bed stat numbers to ensure that any over-ordering is actually controlled as well. Again, it's about having a suitable menu as well for both patients and staff, because it's no good putting something on a patient's menu that isn't liked, because again, it will actually produce food waste as well. We also, as well, across the trust, we do unannounced waste audits. This captures the true level of a food waste as well. And also as well, we introduced the two good to go food parcels at our retail settings like at Darlington. We are hoping to introduce some at Doom as well. So any food waste can be purchased at reduced price. So to date, like at Darlington, we've served in the last 12 months 1,397 parcels. So this offsets our food waste, but also as well, it brings in income generation actually as well. We also, as well, working with a local company based at Newton Aycliffe, so who now collects all our food waste from Darlington, and this is turned into biogas and fertiliser as well. So we are ensuring that controls of food waste are in place, but also as well trying to benefit the planet with our food waste as well.
You like a razor and turned you into stone. Stole from you the pieces like it was a heart you never owned. It pushed you round and held you down. I can see you don't believe in anything now, baby. Go ahead and hate his lies. Maybe if you knock off the rust and put your trust in us, you won't hate love. cannot promise, but I can swear to this. I will love you stronger than any man that's ever kissed your lips. Statues crumble over time, but we can put your heart together again. Baby, go ahead and hate that guy. Go ahead and hate his lies. Maybe if you knock off the rust and put your trust in us, you won't hate love.
About the public and the staff restaurant projects.
So again, like, there's been like many changes in like the years, especially like in like the 35 years that I've actually been in, because again, like, years ago it was always focused more probably on the patient side, but now we again like, we have to look at the income side for the retail settings as well. So as I said, again, like, we've got two restaurants and three coffee shops within the trust, especially like at Darlington and Durham as well. And again, like, if you go into our coffee shops as well, again, like, what we're trying to conceive there is like a high street concept, high street type concept, like your Costa coffees and stuff like that, because at the end of the day, people want to be actually like in like a, you know, I mean, like in like an environment that's relaxed, that's friendly and stuff like that. Because again, I always say that people just don't come to hospitals for, on day trips. They're coming into hospital for a reason. That could be some good news, or it could be some sad news as well. So again, we have to make sure, again, like, we've got them settings for them people to actually go to, as well as our staff as well. Again, our staff have to be fed and hydrated during their busy working day as well. So again, and we've introduced 24/7 catering as well, whereas again, we've done loads of trials across the trust regarding 24/7 catering, especially at the acute sites. So again, we've introduced chilled meals, like actually now vending machines where staff can purchase and actually take them away to microwave and stuff like that. But again, like, most important of all, it is in income generation for the trust, which goes back into the patient care.
Again, setting lonely hearts on fire, he can rock it out till 4 a.m. So if you close your eyes and
I'm singing in my own sweet paradise.
His old girlfriend back, she likes to shake it hard and let it out. best times in the dead of night. She can get so hot and scream and shout. This is how it all turned out. He's learned to live on love again. This is how it came about. She's always been his pretty thing, always there for him. But if you close your eyes, close your eyes and
I'm
say,
I'm in my own sweet paradise.
Close your eyes and
I'm
say,
I'm in my own sweet paradise.
You can dream it.
I'm living in my own sweet paradise.
I've got a heart and I do believe things will turn out fine. We've made a start, now I can see who will play their part. If you close your eyes, close your eyes and dream.
I'm living in my own sweet paradise.
Just close your eyes and
I'm living in my own sweet paradise.
Close your eyes and sing.
I'm living in my own sweet paradise. I'm living in my own sweet paradise.
It's all turned out. He's sitting there playing the blues again. Setting lonely hearts on fire. He can rock it out till 4 a.m. So close your eyes. Close your eyes and
I'm sitting in my own sweet paradise.
Close your eyes and
I'm
sing
in my own sweet paradise.
Close your eyes and
I'm
dream
in my own sweet paradise. I'm living in my own sweet paradise.
Safety is important, so what inspections are carried out and by whom?
As I mentioned before, we also as well get EHO inspections as well. Like a downturn, we have inspections every 6 months, which are unannounced. So again, like the EHO stands for the Environmental Health Officer. We do have a really good working relationship with our EHO as well. So again, we do advise on different items and stuff like that, but so far again all our sites have always achieved like 5-star ratings for our food safety, which is really good as well. We also as well, we do like microbiological testing of food products of our food as well, so anything that you're eating in the hospital today again would have been tested to make sure there's no dangerous bacteria actually in that product as well, especially our sandwiches as well, to make sure there's no listeria in there. But also as well, we also do daily food. We do daily swabbing of tables and door handles and fridge handles and stuff like that, just to make sure our food safety is in paramount as and everything that we actually do as well.
Is there hope for the hopeless? Is there life for the lifeless? Is there dreams for the dreamless heart in this life we await? Can we still sing if we're voiceless? Will we still love if we're heartless? Where are the memories if we're thoughtless? In this life we await. telling it like it is. I'm just asking some questions inside. And as our candle starts to disappear, can we set off on another ride? Will we still cry if we're tearless? Will you still love me, my dearest? Is there still cold and will we feel it in this life we await?
The Hazard system, and where does it originate from?
Again, I'm not quite sure if anybody's ever heard of a Hazard system. So basically it stands for Hazard Analysis Critical Control Points. This was actually introduced, I would say, about 35 years ago. It was introduced when, again, like the space shuttle used to go into orbit. Basically they actually set up a Hazard system to ensure that, again, you know what I mean, like they actually had controls in place in case anything actually went wrong. So again, the catering services actually jumped on board worldwide and actually introduced a Hazard system. So basically, our robust Hazard system is in place where temperature control is monitored throughout the production and the transport of all food items. We also have an external food safety auditor who also uses for two-day inspection to ensure that food safety is paramount at 100% at all times. The reheating of food is a very important part of both food safety and patients' expectations of hot or cold food. All food temperatures is probed to ensure that this has not exceeded 5 degrees on receipt, as food bacteria, especially Listeria, can grow in food above 5. The food is then reheated to ensure a core temperature of 75 degrees is achieved. This will kill any bacteria in the product, and during the meal service, temperatures do not drop below 63 degrees.
To the call from the waterfall. And I feel it, freedom is calling me. And I feel it, freedom is calling me. We'll take a walk down by the falls when the water calls. Take our time, we breathe it in, and there ain't a place in this world that I'd rather be when I'm here with you and we hear the call of the waterfall. Feel it, freedom is calling me. And I feel it, freedom is calling me. We'll take a walk down by the falls when the water calls.
Difficulties do you encounter providing food for new admissions?
Also as well, because of like the electronic ordering system that we've got in place, we only order for patients that are actually in bed at the time. So any patients that are admitted after this time, then the ward will communicate with the catering services or the ward hostesses. This actually ensures that the patients that are actually admitted to that bed are given a meal that is suitable, but also as well, and most importantly as well, it's about reducing food waste as well.
I wish you love happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do and ever fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you feel just like I did, you'd probably walk around the block like a little kid. Kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness. I guess that love is like a Christmas card. You decorate a tree, throw it in the yard, and it decays and dies, then the snowmen melt. Well, I once knew love, I knew how love felt. Yeah, I knew love, love knew me. And when I walk, love walk with me. And I got no hate, and I got no pride. Well, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Yeah, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Chevy, say you drive a Ford. You say you drive around the town till you just get bored. And then you change your mind for something else to do. And your heart gets bored with your mind and it changes you. Well, it's a doggone shame and it's an awful mess. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I guess I wish you all the best.
Do you receive any criticism?
Also, as well, we do KPI monthly questionnaires as well for both patients and retailers as well. So again, like, we get the feedback of patients and staff as well. Again, we've actually introduced like items like QR codes now, which are like dotted across the hospital, so people can have a instant questionnaire actually on the phone as well. So it's made us much easier. But again, I do believe, especially for the patient side, it is that one-to-one interaction that we actually do on a monthly basis as well. And again, I am pleased to say that again we do get really, really high results. We get loads of compliments for our food as well on the whole. Yes, we do get the odd complaint at the end of the day, and I mean, again, it doesn't matter how good your departments or your services as well, sometimes we don't meet the expectations, but then that's about listening to the complaint as well and actually learning from the complaints. I know in the previously, again, especially if we had any issues with the patient food, again, that we used to invite the individuals actually into the central production unit. So again, people could see just how much work we actually put actually into the quality of the food and the food service, etc. But also as well, we've actually encouraged them to be our place assessors actually as well, because again, like once a year, again, our place assessors, which stands for patient led assessment of the care environment, which is NHS England led, again, like we have to check our cleaning, our catering, etc. and that. So again, like we do actually visit all sites, and again, like we do have people there who are like patient representation who actually lead on these inspections, where we actually discuss with the patients, we actually taste the food as well at the end of the session as well. So yeah, so again, like there's loads of areas, especially for like you like listeners who want to actually join to be a place inspection, again, like you're more than welcome to actually join on as well.
I know a girl who looks like fondue. She's warm on the outside, but she's cooler than you. I have a friend who looks like a steak. He pretends to be tender, but his heart doesn't break. You are what you eat, it's true what they say. Your bacon and French fries and soup of the day. You are what you eat, your asparagus tips, you're everything tasty that passes your lips. There on the pitch, it looks like he swears, he's burgers and pizzas, but not much upstairs. There on the screen, she's the queen of TV. She eats like a sparrow with Botox for tea. You are what you eat, you're cheese of the goat. You're all those E numbers that go down your throat.
You are what you eat, your chicken deep fried, your chocolate and honey with so much to hide.
Finally, how do you compare with other trusts' catering services?
Also as well, just one thing to say before I end this this interview, is again, like County Durham and Darlington is classed as one of the exemplar sites within the NHS England. So again, like we were like the first of 1 in 14 trusts to actually receive this as well, which is a great credit to both the trust, but also as well the catering services. So basically, other people from other across the trust up and down the country actually visit us on a regular basis to see how we're doing things. And again, because again, it's about actually like sharing all that important information that we've got as well to make sure every catering service, especially in like the UK, is exactly the same as well.
Our thanks go to Stuart Ray for providing Hospital Radio with a fascinating insight into hospital food at the County Durham and Darlington Foundation Trust. It is also important to highlight that the food services within CDDFT have just received a 5-star rating for the 5th year in a row, I believe, from the Food Standards Agency. This programme was produced by volunteers at Durham Hospital Radio. That's it. We leave you with Food, Glorious Food.